Good morning. You're listening to Morning Edition on Rhode Island Public Radio. I'm Elizabeth Harrison. Last year, we introduced you to Pawtucket student Hannah Reaney, who was about to start her first year of middle school as an openly transgendered student. Here she is right before her first day at Goff Junior High School. She was filled with hope about the new friends she would make, and she felt confident because of the way her elementary school friends accepted her when she came out.
They knew. I don't know how, but they knew I was trans because, like, the way I've been acting, I don't know. They just weren't surprised one bit.
Hannah was a little nervous about gossip in the hallways, but the school year started out well. Then about halfway through the year, she started to get bullied, and it turned out to be very difficult to stop. I recently checked back in with Hannah to see how she's doing.
Hello, I'm Hannah Reaney, and I'm 13 years old.
Hannah Reaney first came out as trans 2 years ago when she was a sixth grader, and her experience was pretty positive. Her classmates seemed to accept her new name and longer hair, and she was hoping junior high would be no different. Unfortunately, it was very different.
They weren't comfortable with me, like, because of me being transgender, because they would, like, call me gay and stuff like that, like, well, F-word, like, faggot. And they would call me all these other names that were unnecessary.
In the hallways, kids would call out Hannah's old name, Sebastian, from when she lived as a boy. They sometimes knocked the books off her desk in the classroom and said things like, "Put your hand down. Nobody wants to hear you." Gym class with 60 kids and just two teachers was a particular challenge.
What I usually did was I would try my best to ignore it. Maybe, like, under my breath, I would probably, like, in my head say something, but, like, nicely. But it kind of didn't work because towards the end of the year, I was, you know, like, getting so much that it just made me cry.
Hannah's shoulders go into a kind of protective shrug when she talks about the last school year, and you can tell it makes her uncomfortable. She struggled in her classes, and the bullying only made that harder. She avoided staying after school for tutoring because of all the name-calling, and the experience left her wondering whether she'll be able to make friends.
I don't know how, but, like, I lost my capability to make friends. Like, I don't know how to make friends anymore. I, like, lost it. Like, I used to be able to make friends, like, perfect.
Now that she's 13, the social dynamics are a lot more complex than when everyone just ran around together on the playground. Before starting a new school year at a brand new school, Hannah's mom, Michelle Reaney, wanted to give her something to look forward to. She took her to a hair salon in East Providence, where a friend works as a stylist.
I can't believe how much hair you have.
That's blonde highlights. She's talking about wanting tips. I don't know.
Hannah has dark brown hair that's grown longer over the last year, and her legs have stretched out, too. She takes estrogen, so she'll develop just like other girls her age. Michelle Reaney looks on as the stylist begins painting blonde highlights into Hannah's hair. She says she doesn't blame the school for the bullying.
I think they tried. I think they took everything that we could give them. She could give them a name and a specific action, it was taken care of. The kids were addressed.
But what they did and didn't do to address the bullying is unclear because Pawtucket school officials didn't return calls for this story. What is clear is that as the school year went on, the bullying got worse. And Reaney admits the district probably didn't know the full extent of it because her daughter just gave up.
She stopped reporting a lot, I think, too, because she felt like it wasn't being addressed. You know, it wasn't working.
And so a few weeks before the end of her first year of middle school, Reaney pulled Hannah out of school and admitted her to a program at Hasbro Children's Hospital.
She said she was reaching her breaking point. It was very alarming, and that's why I made the referral over to the partial program. And there's no reason that she would have to sit there and suffer through that, you know.
Pawtucket has agreed to put Hannah into a special program this year that helps students struggling in their classes because of learning disabilities or social and emotional problems. But it takes a concerted effort to stop bullying, according to many school leaders.
It must be stopped immediately in the moment.
And if it's reported, it must be investigated immediately.
Charahoe Superintendent Barry Ritchie says teachers and principals have to intervene quickly when bullying happens in the hallway or the classroom. Charahoe has a transgender high school student, but unlike Hannah, Ritchie says the student in his district has only reported a couple of incidents of bullying. He says it is possible to give students the message that bullying will not be tolerated.
It has so much to do with school culture, you know, and at least here, we don't find a lot of it because kids are pretty accepting and kids are pretty tolerant. And we're pretty firm about saying, no, it's not going to happen here.
But when bullying does happen, the price is all too clear. Studies have linked bullying to increased depression and anxiety and more difficulty in school. Hannah Reaney won't be going back to Goff Junior High, but if there's one thing she wishes she'd done differently...
I would go up to the kids who have been mean to me and I'd be like, listen, we need to talk because this bullying is not the best idea because it can hurt others more than you think.
Hannah and her family are hoping that a new semester in a new school will bring the chance for a new start and a better environment for an openly transgender student. And maybe by the time Hannah gets to high school, her peers will have gotten a little bit older and a lot more accepting. Elizabeth Harrison, Rhode Island Public Radio.
Education reporting on Rhode Island Public Radio is funded in part by a grant by the Rhode Island Foundation, Rhode Island's only community foundation, and New England Institute of Technology's Center for Technology and Industry.